This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3889 for Thursday, the 29th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Compare Two Sorted Files Line by Line. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 3 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, a great tool to quickly find the differences between two files.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to share with you a little command line tool that I've been using very often recently. It was shown to me by my boss at work, and it is called COM, C-O-M-M, and from the man page it says compare two sorted files line by line. The sorted is very important there. And it's part of the core util packages, which you can install on Fedora, Red Hat systems using DNF install core utils, all one word, and on Debian apt install core utils, all one word. I'll read you a little bit of the man file here to get us going. So it's com space and then options and then the first file and the second file. So you can compare sorted files, file 1 and file 2, line by line. When file 1 or file 2, not both, is dash, read from standard input. With no options, produces 3-column output. Column 1 contains lines unique to file 1. Column 2 contains lines unique to file 2. And column 3 contains lines common to both files, so that's the standard. But what you can also do is you can use the options dash 1, dash 2, and dash 3. And dash 1 will suppress column 1, showing only the lines unique to file 1, and column dash 2 will suppress column 2, showing only those unique to file 2. So there are some other options, but I always found it a little bit confusing, so it's a lot easier just to create two different files. The first file having the number 1 on the first line and the number 2 on the second line. And I call that unimaginatively 1and2.txt. And then I create another file called 2and3.txt. And I have the number 2 on the first line and the number 3 on the first line. So if you run that command with com space dash 1 space dash 2, using 1and2.txt and 2and3.txt, you get the number 2. So that's showing you the ones that are common to both. So what's left over is line 3. If you do com-1, com-2, you get the number 3, which is makes sense. So this is in the show notes. And it is an extremely useful file for comparing, I don't know. For example, hypothetically speaking, if you were moving a server from one location to another and you wanted to make sure you have all the files, you can sort the text from the name of all the files from one and on the, against two and very quickly get an output. So that's it. Feel free to send in some shows. We're now able to add to the reserve queue, so feel free to do that. And tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.